President Xi Jinping has called for all-out efforts to curb the forest fire in Sichuan province. He stresses the necessity to curb accidents and disasters to ensure the safety of people's lives and their properties. A forest fire broke out in Xichang County on Monday afternoon and has spread rapidly due to strong winds. 18 firemen and a local guide have been killed while battling the fire that has also left 3 injured. Chinese health authorities have announced that none of the over 40,000 medical workers dispatched to help combat the COVID-19 outbreak in Hubei has tested positive for the virus. Officials also revealed that over 63,000 patients in the province have recovered, with the recovery rate topping 93%. Meantime, around 1,500 asymptomatic patients have been under medical observation in the country, including 205 cases originating abroad. Chinese education authorities have confirmed that 35 Chinese students studying abroad have been diagnosed with the novel coronavirus. Officials say all of the diagnosed students have received timely treatment and 11 of them have recovered. Official data shows around 1.4 million of some 1.6 million overseas Chinese students are abroad at present. Official data shows that China cut taxes and fees by over 400 billion yuan in the first 2 months of this year. This includes around 160 billion yuan in additional tax reductions introduced this year to support epidemic prevention and control as well as economic development. The tax and fee reduction policy introduced last year has carried on into this year. This has helped to reduce nearly 244 billion yuan in the period, mainly in the form of value-added tax. Meanwhile, inclusive tax reductions for small and micro enterprises and deductions in personal income tax made up for nearly 20 billion yuan. The Purchasing Managers Index for China's manufacturing sector has returned to the expansion territory as more enterprises resumed work and production amid the fading COVID-19 outbreak in the country. The country's manufacturing PMI firmed up to 52 in March, up from less than 36 in February. Meanwhile, official figures show that nearly 97% of China's large and medium-sized enterprises have resumed production, up nearly 18 percentage points from 1 month ago. The latest stats also show that the index for the country's non-manufacturing sector came in at 52.3 in March, up from less than 30 in February. China has decided to postpone National College Entrance Exam by a month to July 7th and 8th due to the COVID-19 epidemic. The exam, also known as Gaokao, used to be held in June to avoid the sweltering weather in July.